You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. Christmas is close at hand, and hopefully you're ready for that. Hopefully everybody you love is safe and healthy and able to enjoy a holiday together. After another long, torturous year, we all could use a chance to get drunk together. So hopefully you plan on doing that, but do so as safely as possible, okay? I wanted to talk about subspace tonight because it's something I've been wanting to talk about more in detail. And then, weirdly enough, an alpha on the Discord server asked me some questions about subspace. And I was thinking, I told him, I said, it's weird you're saying this because I've been actually looking into this a little bit more to talk about it. And so we talked about his question, which was, he wanted to know if subspace was a form of hypnosis, which I personally do believe that it is. Now, I've never been one to be into hypnotism. I don't really believe it, which is odd because I've been in subspace a lot, but I've never been hypnotized, and people have tried to hypnotize me, and it doesn't work. I guess, I don't know, but so I'm kind of a skeptic on that, but definitely other people seem to get hypnotized, so I guess it works, I don't know, but subspace is, I definitely consider it to be a form of hypnosis in terms of how I understand it, okay, and so I told him yes, and so we were talking about that, and I told him, I said, it's weird that you even bring this up, because I've been looking into talking about subspace. And so we get to talk a little bit about our experiences, him as an alpha inducing subspace in his faggots, and me being a faggot having been in subspace. So, you know, that kind of worked out pretty well, didn't it? it's kind of a an overview, I guess. I don't know how I would describe subspace. I think it's different for every submissive. I would kind of say that, generally speaking, there is a sort of trance that happens, a mindless kind of floating feeling. That kind of takes over your body and mind during subspace. And there are some scientific explanations for what is happening in the body that causes this. Specifically, scientists believe that it's the release of chemicals of the flight or fight or flight response, right? There are certain chemicals that our body produces during these moments of stress or extreme stimulation that cause this in our body naturally. Some of them are enkephalins, epinephrine, and endorphins. We're familiar with some of those terms, right? These are part of, like I said, our fight or flight response system, and it allows us to it can kind of float through certain experiences that are traumatic or they're very extreme stimulation moments. Honestly, this is how, I mean, when we see faggots doing really crazy things, let's say at gangbangs or, other types of really extreme behavior, subspace is responsible for why they're able to do those things. A lot of times when you see faggots being violently throat-fucked, you know, almost like they're not even human, right? That is subspace working, you know. It allows faggots to go over and beyond what maybe might ordinarily be possible, you know, under normal situations. Generally speaking, subspace is kind of like being drunk in a way, or high, you know. You don't really feel pain. You're not really conscious or aware of anything about any issues of your life or any cares or anything like that. You're basically focused in the moment, but only in a general sense. So just like you're aware of what's happening to your body, but you don't care really anymore what's happening to your body. I experienced it first right away because my first alpha was a throat fucker, okay? And I had no choice. Like, you know, he started fucking my throat from the first time I started sucking his dick. And so right away, you know, my fight or flight response system in my body was triggered. And I just went kind of numb, you know. Once I get past the initial shock of being throat fucked, I just sort of zoned into this place, you know, that I had never experienced it before. I led a very nice, trauma-free life up until that point. So, I had never had an experience like that. And, I do remember that feeling of just like, when you come out of it, you feel like you've been hit by a train, you know, like what in the world happened, you know, and you stumble around. But just like any kind of addict who is hooked on, you know, a drug or drinking or whatever, you start to crave that feeling again and again, you know. Which, again, is why faggots continue to go back. A lot of times that's probably why faggots go back to what I would consider to be dangerous situations and experience those kinds of, in some cases, torturous experiences. Again and again, they keep going back because of this, the addictive quality of subspace. The rape that I had, most certainly was, I was definitely in subspace, in a bad way, you know, obviously, like my life was actually in danger at that point. So, I definitely remember as it was happening to me, just going into that space, you know, as sort of a protective cover, you know. Afterwards, I came out of it and felt all the feelings, you know, that of rage or fear, etc., that I had blocked out with subspace. And so, you know, subspace is it's something that is very much a protective cover for a faggot. And And honestly, like, you can, once you get kind of experienced with subspace and what triggers you need internally, you can turn it on and off in these situations. You know, like, you can, I mean, it's hard to turn it off, but you can turn it on, you know. It's almost becomes like a cloaking device, you know, if you want to use Star Trek references or whatever. I don't want to use Star Trek references. I try not to use them if possible. But you can retreat into subspace if something is too much for you, you know. Once you get kind of accustomed to the triggers within yourself that that work for you to trigger that. Now, for alphas, you know, subspace is very, very powerful, and it's a big, big responsibility for alphas. Because a faggot that's in subspace is very vulnerable and very open to suggestion. And honestly, this is how a lot of cash fags end up losing thousands and thousands of dollars in FinDom, because they get so deeply into subspace that they aren't able to think clearly. And they do things like give their bank account information or credit card information over to an alpha, and in the midst of subspace, where they're not really thinking, and alphas have taken huge advantage of faggots in that situation. So there's a great responsibility for alphas who are trying to utilize faggots in their life to use that power that they have responsibly. And there aren't that many really responsible alphas out there who utilize subspace and their faggots with care, you know, which is unfortunate. But I don't think a lot of alphas understand subspace and the power that they have over the faggot in that moment. There, a lot of times alphas expect faggots to be like them, like react like they would react in those situations. But faggots aren't alphas, and they are not built that way. And when they're in subspace, they are a different type of person altogether. And alphas need to understand that. And like I was talking to that alpha today, he was asking me about triggers. Alphas can trigger subspace just with their voice, you know. This is where I think it gets into kind of hypnosis territory. An alpha, I mean, I have, since starting the website, and I've gotten the opportunity, the great opportunity to talk to many terrific alphas. And, you know, just by their voice, they have captured me. They've put me in subspace with just their voice. In fact, I think probably some of you have noticed in some of my interviews that I do go into subspace a little bit during some of those interviews, because, you know, I get triggered by some of those conversations. And they're my worst interviews too, by the way. But, you know, there were definitely some alphas that I have mentioned. And there are a couple that I'm currently talking to who are very much able to use their voice alone. But sometimes it's just a look can trigger subspace in a faggot. Because faggots are so naturally in tune to their submissive side their whole life is basically one kind of walking subspace, you know, walking, talking subspace. So they're just kind of easily triggered anyway. But alphas have a power over faggots. Faggots are kind of tuned to the frequency that alphas are running at. And so even just gestures and things like that can make faggots slip into subspace. And again, alphas don't understand this kind of power. They don't understand how, like them at the gym rubbing their balls and their cock at the gym can trigger subspace in a faggot that's watching, you know. Or how a whiff of their armpit, you know, or something like that can trigger deep subspace. This is why the subspace is the reason why faggots snatch underwear and socks and stuff from alphas and take them home and sleep with them and sniff them. Because, again, scent training obviously is kind of a thing on its own, but the scent is triggering subspace in the faggot. So that's why faggots act like crackheads around alpha underwear or alpha clothing that's been used, or used socks or shoes or whatever, anything that's got the alpha scent on it. That's why they act like that, because of subspace, because they're kind of like crackheads, and they use that as sort of a way to trance out, you know, in subspace. It's kind of weird. I know, you know, I'm saying this as a faggot, like, it's weird. All right. And it's kind of pathetic, sort of, I mean, I guess if you want to say that, but, I mean, I'm just like any other crackhead faggot with a subspace. Like, once you've served and experienced deep subspace, you want more of that, you know, for sure. So, now, one thing, there's something that I've been kind of thinking about in terms of terminology to try to grasp a concept that I've been fumbling with for a little bit now. And I might write up something on the website about this. It's something called perpetual subspace. This is kind of just my current term for this. But I think faggots who serve best as live-in faggots, as, you know, ongoing owned property of a man, they need to be in a form of perpetual subspace. Now, what I don't mean they walk around like a zombie all the time, okay? But perpetual subspace, and this is something that I've experienced as when I was owned as a faggot, as a live-in faggot, was you're in a kind of a state of sort of a waking subspace where there, it's kind of a low frequency subspace where you're kind of humming on some subspace. I don't know how if I'm describing it correctly, but you, every task that you're doing throughout every day for your alpha is in and of itself kind of continuing that subspace constantly. So you're never really fully out of it. And that helps you to serve, you know, perpetually. It's not, this is where it starts to get deep in terms of purpose, I guess, is that when a faggot goes into perpetual subspace, that faggot is owned, okay? And that faggot is always ready for use and always ready to take care of anything the alpha demands. It's sort of a, let's say, a state of high alert, so to speak, where the faggot is just constantly in tune to subspace so that it never leaves. It's not like, let's say, an ordinary faggot just unowned out servicing men, okay? Like my situation with the alpha, the local alpha that I'm serving, I'm only like his cocksucker right now, okay? And so I go into subspace when I'm sucking his dick. But then he leaves to go back to his girlfriend or whatever, and like I come out of subspace because I'm not in perpetual subspace. So it's sort of this up and down thing with me, so to speak. And so it's not perpetual. It's just up and down. And that's how a lot of faggots live their life. That's how a lot of faggots live in live their life in Findom, for that matter, too. While they're in the moment of draining, they're in subspace and they're draining. And they come out. They turn off their computer or whatever. They go back to their normal life. They return to their normal self. So it's this kind of in and out thing. Perpetual subspace is necessary for owned faggots to be really successful. And this is something that an alpha and the owned faggot need to kind of regulate, you know. Now, the alphas in Canada, Master Jin, Master Matt, and Master Kyler, have all done really well with this kind of maintaining perpetual subspace in their faggots. And they're doing it naturally, like they understand it, even though they're straight alphas. They seem to understand this very well. But they'll do certain things, like, they have tasks for their faggots and goals, service-wise, that they want their faggots to achieve. And then they also institute, like, worship sessions periodically to keep their faggots kind of in this sort of realm of subspace all the time. And it's very effective, very effective. And all their faggots, the three of them own 7 faggots, live-in faggots. And all these faggots are in perpetual subspace all the time. And it's very satisfying for both the alphas and the faggots. And I encourage every faggot out there, if possible, try to, this is why I've always encouraged faggots to reach out and try to become an own faggot. Give up part of your life, and actually offer yourself to a man as an owned faggot in whatever way you can, if possible. Because that perpetual subspace is really the goal. It really should be the goal of every faggot. I honestly hope that every faggot gets to experience that at some point, because perpetual subspace is a beautiful place to be. It allows a faggot to feel like an owned piece, to feel like they're owned by a man. When you're in perpetual subspace, you feel like you're just walking around inside a blanket, of just warmth and comfort, because you're owned and protected by this alpha. And It's like a blanket of purpose, I guess we'll say. So I just really encourage all faggots to make it your goal. Whatever you can do, try to reach out for actual ownership and truly give up yourself to an alpha and allow yourself to experience perpetual subspace instead of just the up and down highs and lows of what subspace can be. I mean, I think subspace in and of itself is great, and we should recognize the signs of it, but reach out for perpetual subspace, okay? Your life will be changed. I guarantee you that. So that's all I've got. Hopefully you have questions and comments about this. I think this is pretty important to think about. So hopefully I answered some of that alpha's questions in this thing too. So anyway, I am going to have probably one other like 0.5 episode for Christmas before I go and get drunk myself. So I will probably talk to you on Saturday. But until then, I hope you're well. Take care. Love ya.